this edition of One on One, we talk to the U.S. Ambassador to the Czech Republic, Richard Graeber, about current issues in Czech-American relations, including the positioning of a planned U.S. radar base on Czech territory, visa-free travel to the United States, and about changes these relations might see under the new U.S. administration. Last week, Barack Obama was elected the 44th president of the United States, and his motto during the presidential campaign was "Change we need." My first question to Ambassador Richard Graeber was, what changes he thought the American people were looking for?
I think any time that you have one particular party in power for a period of time leads to people desiring something different, a different face, a different voice. And I think that's what the American people said this week. In terms of specific changes, we'll see. We'll see what the administration wants, the new administration wants to go forward with. But it will be a different style and a different approach, and that seemed to be the message.
One of the issues on which President-elect Obama differs greatly from the current administration is the focus of U.S. foreign policy in Iraq and Afghanistan. Do you think that the new president will also reassess the planned American anti-missile defense shield in Europe?
Well, first of all, I don't think the administrations differ a great deal on Afghanistan. I think both believe that it's an area that is a difficult area right now and will require a lot of attention. I also think as time has gone on that there aren't that many differences on Iraq. There's been tremendous progress in Iraq over the past months. I think under either administration, we would have seen a gradual reduction in troops in Iraq, and that's what I would expect we would see in the next administration. With respect to missile defense, I don't think there'll be any change in policy at all. We're facing an emerging threat in Iran. I think that the United States, both Democrats and Republicans, believe that that's a threat that must be addressed. Our world changed after September 11th, and we all have a responsibility now to be more proactive when these threats emerge, and we believe that missile defense is one of those ways.
According to most polls, a majority of Czechs oppose the plans to position a U.S. radar base in the Czech Republic, but several Czech sociologists have recently suggested that the new president, who is hugely popular in Europe, might bring about a change of heart in this respect. Do you agree?
Well, I saw those reports. I find them interesting. If in fact that's the case, if a different face, a different president can cause Czechs to have a different view on the missile defense, I think that's obviously a good thing. In the end, this is all about our collective security, the security not only of the United States, but of the Czech Republic and Europe, of working together against common threats. And any progress that we can make in that regard is welcome.
The Czech Parliament is going to vote on the Czech-American radar treaty in December, apparently, but the result of the vote is not certain. What will happen if Czech lawmakers turn the plans down?
The United States has always said that it would respect the Czech decision on this. We remain very optimistic that the Czech Parliament will ultimately approve this. Perhaps now that elections are over in the United States and elections are over in the Czech Republic, that we can get somewhat out of the political atmosphere that has gone on in both countries and really focus on the issue at hand, and that's our collective security.
So what will be the plan B? I mean, what will actually happen if they don't approve the treaties?
Again, we think that's unlikely, and our full intent is to move forward with this. But if the Czechs ultimately say no, we will, of course, respect that. This is a sovereign country, and the United States will then have to pursue alternatives.
One day after the U.S. presidential election, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev warned that Russia would install missiles in the Kaliningrad area in response to the American defense shield. Are you ready to face such threats, and if you are, how?
I think that kind of rhetoric is disappointing and unfortunate. We continue to desire to have cooperation with the Russians, but as I said, statements like that are not helpful. They're disappointing. I think we can strive to be far more constructive than that.
A week from now, Czech nationals will be able to travel to the United States without visas for the first time in history. That day, the 17th of November, marks 19 years since the fall of communism. It is a great accomplishment for the Czech Republic, but why do you think it took so long?
It's a wonderful accomplishment for the Czech Republic and frankly, is probably overdue. But the reason that it is happening is there was tremendous cooperation between the United States in the Czech Republic. It was really President Bush's leadership on this issue in passing a new law in the United States that allowed it to happen. So I think we should focus not so much on why it didn't happen sooner, but the fact that we have, at long last, solved a problem. Democracies don't always move quickly. In this case, the United States and the Czech Republic did move quickly, when they saw an opportunity to change the status, and it's something that we should really celebrate. It's a major, major step in strengthening the bonds of friendship and the partnership that exist between our countries.
Canada had abolished visas for Czech citizens much earlier, but reintroduced them in 1997 due to an influx of Czechs, specifically of the Roma minority, applying for asylum in this country. Are you worried that something similar might happen in the case of the United States?
We're really not. What we want to do is encourage Czech citizens to visit the United States. That's the most important concern here. We're also interested in protecting safety and security, and under this new way of going about things, the travel authorization system, both of our countries will be safer. So not only are we encouraging Czechs to visit the United States, but we're also making our world safer. And that's a very important thing and a very positive thing.
So what do you think could happen if there is such a large group of Czech citizens who actually arrive in the United States and will apply for asylum? Would your government consider reintroducing visas?
That's for future administrations to decide, but I don't think so. I think... We have reached a major milestone in the relations between the two countries. The Czech Republic and the other countries that were admitted are tremendous allies and friends. And I think that everyone agrees that it was important for United States policy to change on this, and I think it will remain changed.
The Czech government has announced its plan to invite the new American president to an EU summit held here during the first 6 months of 2009 during the Czech presidency of the European Union. Do you think that President Obama's first European trip will bring him to Prague?
I certainly cannot speak for the new administration and what the travel plans will be for the new administration. I'm very biased. I've had the opportunity to live here for a couple of years. It's a wonderful place, and I think it would be great for the country if that were to happen. But again, I can't in any way predict or take a guess as to whether or not this would be his first stop.
Many people might not know how U.S. ambassadors are actually appointed. How will this election result affect your position here in Prague?
Well, United States ambassadors all serve at the pleasure of the president, at the will of the president, and in the normal course, this next administration will appoint my successor. I'm not quite sure when that will be, but that time will come. And regardless of when that happens, it's been a great honor for me and for my family to serve in this country. It's been a tremendous privilege, a tremendous honor. And I think that the Czech Republic will always be part of our lives.
Mr. Ambassador, thank you very much for talking to Radio Prague.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you.